Well, he's certainly not struggling. He's doing a very good job. You know, he's working with the first group, but I think he's doing a very good job for a rookie. He's picking things up real well. He's an intelligent player. We knew that when we drafted him. Physically, he's gifted as well. You know, I think that his experiences from a family standpoint with his brothers playing in the NFL, you know, the NFL is not really too big for him. Some guys come in and they have to, there's a little bit of an adjustment from that standpoint. But I think he's doing well. He's doing a good job.
Saw that Asante was nicked up last year. How does he look to you physically now, health-wise?
Right now, obviously it's early and we haven't done anything to really get banged up. But he looks healthy to me. You know, he does. He's done a good job.
Any kind of particular plan to kind of keep him fresh, or
That's really Coach Smith's area. You really have to ask Mike because he's the one. Obviously, injuries and what we do with him and stuff is really his area. So that's on my list. I don't have to run for review of that. Yeah, it's good. Been there before, done that. So,
is there any chance we might see Robert Alford getting some snaps with the first team at the right corner?
Early in camp, not right now, because but he's doing a good job. You know, I don't want to say that he's not, because he's not doing well. He's doing a good job. So, we're pleased with Robert.
Do you still see that as a competition between him?
Oh yeah. No question. There's a lot of competition. The two young corners that came in are providing a lot of competition there, as you've heard throughout the camp. But there is a lot of competition even for the linebacker and the D line position. We've drafted, as you know, 4 DBs, so there's competition there. We didn't draft any linebackers per se, but there's good competition. There's been some roster things that we're playing with a little bit, as well as a couple free agents that have done a real nice job. So I'm kind of excited for Cincinnati when they get here to see what those guys do in that situation. But the preseason games will be really big. And as I mentioned before, the D lines, there's some competition because of the ends we drafted. So you'll see. I think you will see guys go in and out. You know, so you really can't say, he said they wouldn't work with him. I mean, you might see it. So
when you have a situation like the D line or D end where you have a lot of rookies and guys with not much of a track record, does that kind of affect your plan out here? Do they get extra attention? How does that work when you?
To be honest, everything does affect the plan, because naturally the plan is based on what you think has a chance to help you and whatnot. So by drafting those guys and seeing them, like you're saying, it does affect what you do, because you don't want to put all the reps to a certain group that you already know is going to be here necessarily, or not allow some young guy to show what he can do to see if he can improve your roster. You're always trying to flush out the bottom of your roster and replace it with something that might move up, and you'd like to think every time you draft you're doing exactly that. You know, you flush a little out and then you get a little better player. So what you're saying will be done at all positions.
Mata, he looks so big, and I know he's got a lot of guys ahead of him on the depth chart there, but is he almost like a hybrid safety linebacker, would you say? Or?
No, I wouldn't put him in that category, no, because when I think of hybrid, just so you know, I think of somebody that would go play linebacker at times. Now, down the road, maybe, but early on, I don't think we'll be toying with him much in that regard, partly because we want to see if he can play the position we drafted him as, and if he can do that, then we can move one step further. So, and if you notice, even the other guy, it's a pretty big secondary, and safety-wise, I should say.
Olsen was telling us that he's never really stood up before. Mm-hmm. How do you think that's going?
Yeah, his word was never.
Yeah.
And say again, what?
How do you think that transition is going for him?
He'll do fine. He won't have many opportunities where he'll actually will going forward. But, the read option has created that, nothing else. It's not like it's a scheme that we invented where he's got to stand up per se, but when you play the read option, you got to have some vision of some things. And so there'll be times, and it's come to the NFL. It's part of the NFL now, as you well know. And so because of that, you'll see a lot of guys do that. It's very difficult to have your hand in the dirt and play certain things out of that, coming from that position, that stance, because it on your first step, it puts you in a bad position for what could happen next sometimes. Now, if you're blitzing or something like that, it doesn't. You still stay down. So guys like OC and every other defensive end in the league, there's going to be times or they'll wise up to it real fast where they will need to. Not all the time, but there'll be times they'll need to at least do it. So they're going to need to do more than one thing out of it, because if they do, then they'll be telegraphing, here's what I'm doing this play. So it's, like I said, it's part of the NFL now, and everybody has to adjust, and that position in particular has to adjust.
Is that something you got from visiting with the college coaches?
Not really, because if you'll notice, last year we played five games of the read option, and you'll notice our guys were up already. So, but not to say it didn't come from that at some point. You know, we've got great experience on our staff of some guys that played coached college for a while on the defensive side, anyhow. And so they that's been very helpful to us.
As offensive coordinator, is it still always the ideal situation to get pressure on the quarterback with your front four without having to do anything else?
Yeah, no question. I mean, because that's the key to the offense. The difference is the pocket guys, you work on that quarterback differently than you work on the read option guys. You know, the read option guys, their magic is performed in the backfield. The magic that's performed from the Tom Brady's and the Mannings is performed on the second level of your defense, if that makes sense. Yeah. You know, I mean, these guys are coming out of the backfield with the ball, so that's where it's at. If you take those quarterbacks and you're still working in the back end, it's just not the same. And the better those young guys get, you'd like to think, if you're one of those teams, that quarterback's not only going to create problems in the backfield for you, but down the field as well. And that's where, you know, everybody wants their guys to be a good passer. So, but it's good. I like it. I think it's great for the NFL. I mean, as a defensive coordinator, it's a lot easier if somebody just lined up in too tight and ran a ball every play. But that's not exciting for anybody. Nobody be watching the game. Even me. That's right. Yeah. Money would be no good, too, because no one would watch. No one would watch.
We've seen Bierman working a lot with the linebackers. How's that going?
Yeah, we're working. You know, he played multiple positions last year, and we kind of evolved to that. Like, during the season, he did a lot of what you see now, but you guys obviously aren't here during the season watching those practices. But in training camp, we were still trying to identify the guys. So he, in his mind, he's probably doing what he did all season long. But in a practice mode, it's like I said, you guys are seeing the practice that happens during the season, because last year we weren't at this stage. But he's a versatile guy. He'll still be a defensive end first. That's what he is. But he, as he did last year, you know, you saw him drop to the middle of the field sometimes, and he's a pretty versatile guy.
He played a lot of defensive snaps last year and a lot of special team snaps. Any chance that ratio changes, less special team snaps?
Well, if he becomes a full-time starter all the time, then I think that's typically what happens to a guy. Mm-hmm. That's why you don't see William Moore and Spoon and those guys on it so much, because they're on everything and don't come off the field. When you become that guy, Babineau's another one. He doesn't come off the field. If Beer gets to that point, then that would likely happen to him. He'd play less. But he's been a hell of a special teams player. I know, and in a crunch, we'll probably say, get him in there because this is too important. Yeah.
How's Pat Schiller doing? Does he have a chance to win one of the linebacker spots in the active roster?
Yeah, all those guys are competing. Like I said, I think the Cincinnati practices as well as the preseason games are really going to be important for a lot of guys when it comes to the competition. So, you know, it's kind of the standard answer right now, because when we're out here going, everybody kind of looks, hey, looks kind of good. But when we get in those preseason games, it's going to be interesting to see how they perform. So he's one of them.
What can you get out of the scrimmage tomorrow night?
You know, a lot of the guys that you're asking about, is he competing for a spot? No, Schiller and those kind of guys. I guess that would be more their first opportunity to kind of see what they do under the lights. You know, you can say what you want. There's not a lot of people out there. Man, there's enough. You know, that's a different environment for the guys. Mm-hmm. So you'd like to see them up their game a little bit, because there's not a do-over. You know, out here we can say, hey, line it up again. Let's go. Let's get it over. You know, it won't be that way tomorrow night. If something doesn't go right, you go on to the next play, and you're on tape, it shows that you didn't get it right, or you did. So,
Cliff Matthews, he looks a little bigger. Is he moving to more of a tackle type spot?
He's playing some roles that require a bigger guy than he did last year. Last year he was always on the edge and always at an end. But, yes, he's bigger. I don't know exactly how many pounds, but he is bigger. He's stronger. And at the end of the year, if you'll remember, in the playoffs games, even in some pass situations, he went and played an interior lineman. That's kind of what he's doing now a little bit more. So he's a guy that's playing some end and tackle. And in certain defenses, he's playing inside. Yeah. I'm excited about Cliff, though. He's a good, tough, good hand to have around. So we'll see how he does with the bigger size.
Thank you.